Today, I'm going to be talking about two of the most important experiences that we humans go through. I think they are single-handedly the most devastating experiences one can have. Rejection and failure. Now, rejection can be from a job interview, from someone you propose to, from a family member for being born different or wanting to be different. And failure can be in exams, relationships, project deadlines, finances, and so many more. Now, every one of us has failed at one point in our lives, and we will fail again, and we will be rejected again. Life does not stop throwing these experiences at us. Life is not fair to anyone. When you get rejected in an interview, it's not because you're not good enough. It's because you probably are not the right fit for that job in that company. You've got other companies waiting for people just like you. Do not stop looking or applying. Now, if someone you propose to has rejected you, he or she has rejected not because you're unworthy. It is not your personal failure. There is someone else waiting for you. Now, I understand that you like that person or you like that job. But things don't happen to us because we like it. There are two parties involved and both of them need to like each other. Grieve the rejection and move on. There's plenty of fish in the sea, as they say. You'll find your dream job and your life partner one day. J.K. Rowling, the author of one of the best fantasy fiction books and the reason for Harry Potter, was rejected by tens of publication houses, saying her writing was unworthy. Now, had she given up, there would have not been Harry Potter books or movies, but she didn't. Amitabh Bachchan was rejected by All India Radio, saying he did not have the voice for radio. He went on to becoming India's one of the most cherished voices in the Bollywood industry. Now, failing at something does not define you. Failure is just a redirection. Failure lets you understand that the method that you applied in order to achieve what you set out to did not work. Try another method. Try another alternative. Try something else. See what works and make it work. It applies equally in jobs, relationships, exams, etc. It's your life. It's your journey. And you are the leader of your journey. Now, if you compare your life to a train journey, then there will be people who will board and deboard the train. Some people will come and go at different points of our lives, and some will stay. This happens for a reason. They teach us something. Pay attention to them, and every bit of your journey will teach you something about life. Take that lesson and move forward. Life is not about happy instances only. Life is also about the bad ones, the sad ones, the deal breakers, the heartbreakers. The good never stays forever and neither does the bad. They come and go. You need to be patient because life is the best teacher, as they say. The good and the bad teach us something equally that we don't know or reaffirms our inner beliefs. Now, I found this very interesting article online. It's a story of a man who found a cocoon of a butterfly. Now, one day, a small opening appeared in the cocoon. He got fascinated and he started watching the butterfly as it was struggling to get out of the cocoon. Now, after a point in time, he felt as if the butterfly was not making any progress. So he thought he would help the butterfly by snipping the rest of the cocoon with a scissor. The butterfly came out very easily, but sadly though, it couldn't open its wing and fly away as it was supposed to. The butterfly had a swollen body and shriveled wings. The man continued to watch the butterfly, hoping that the wings would enlarge and expand to be able to support the body, and he thought that the body would also contract in time, but neither happened. In fact, the butterfly spent the rest of its life crawling around with a swollen body and deformed wings. It never could fly again. What the man, in his kindness and haste, did not understand was that the restricting cocoon and the struggle required for the butterfly to get through that small opening, a nature's way of forcing the fluid from the body to its wings, so that it would be ready for the flight when it finally breaks open from the cocoon. Life puts us through these tests to make us stronger. We cannot appreciate light if we haven't seen darkness. We cannot appreciate life if we haven't faced the struggles. In whatever condition you find yourself in, I promise you, there is a way out. Please, do not give up hopes. Do not give up on yourself. Do not end your life or even think of self-harming. Life is so precious. Keep trying till you get what you want. Who knows that the next door is your door to your dream job or your life partner? You'll never know if you stop now. Now, for this special episode, there are a few listeners who want to convey some message to you. Let's hear them.
One of the huge risks for suicide is social isolation. The power of connection is really strong, guys. And how we can do so is by having real conversations about mental health with people in our everyday life. Each one of us can play an important role in suicide prevention and be supportive of mental well-being. You can help by talking with a friend, a family member, a colleague, or anyone who may need your support. A simple conversation can help save a life. So I encourage people out there to connect and share their distress. And please know that whatever it is, you don't have to go through it alone. Because we care and you are important.
Happiness can be found even in the darkest of times, if one only remembers to turn on the light. This is Dumbledore's quote from Harry Potter series. When you're in darkest of times, always remember to reach out to someone who you trust. We can do this together, because we care and you are important for us.
As they say, life is a crazy ride. It's the ups and downs that make it worthwhile. Though life seems difficult at times, always remember that our life's best moments are built from the solid foundation of our life's worst moments. We are blessed with this one beautiful life. We have all the rights to bend it or even mend it. We care because you are important.
We care because you are important. We have professionals who are experts in dealing with these crises. Mental health specialists. Seek out to them if you are troubled by any of the life experiences. Go check out their websites. Go Google them. There is one called the Live, Love, Laugh Foundation by Deepika Padukone. The website link is in my social media pages. Please go check them out. This website has phone numbers of psychologists in various parts of India. Call them up, make appointments, go seek help. If your town is not listed, look out for other names. Look out for other means. Google them. Ask. Post it on websites. Go to my social media page and ask me or DM me. And I'll be more than happy to help you in any way I can. Let's spread the word. Let's save a life. Thank you.